समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, स्टूडियो की घड़ी में ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपके अपने न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि क्या कुछ है खास उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों और आर्थिक जगत पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तियों को भी हम करेंगे याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि या है जन्मदिवस। श्रोताओं, परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं आकर्षिता सिंह और मेरे साथ हैं मेरी सहयोगी अनीता। आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून। यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा ऑन 100.1 एफएम एंड फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू वी हैव अ सिलेक्शन ऑफ न्यूज, आवर डिस्कशन सेगमेंट, डेटलाइन इंडिया, रिपोर्ट्स, कैप्सूल्स, बिजनेस ट्रिब्यूट्स एंड मच मोर। ऑल दिस ओवर द नेक्स्ट 30 मिनट्स एंड वी बिगिन विद द न्यूज हेडलाइंस फर्स्ट। Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates newly built campus of Nalanda University in Rajgir in Bihar, says the rejuvenation of the university symbolizes capacity and might of emerging India.
राष्ट्रीय राजधानी क्षेत्र लगातार जल संकट से जूझ रहा है।
Today is the World Sickle Cell Day. Prime Minister reiterates government's commitment to overcome the disease.
बाढ़ प्रभावित सिक्किम में फंसे पर्यटकों को निकालने के लिए बचाव अभियान जोरों पर।
Incessant rain in Assam and Arunachal Pradesh batters normal life in many districts.
महिला क्रिकेट में दक्षिण अफ्रीका और भारत के बीच 3 मैचों की श्रृंखला का दूसरा एक दिवसीय अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मैच बेंगलुरु में जारी।
And it's time now for our segment Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. Today we will talk about the heat wave. The temperatures are rising to the record levels not only in India but across the world. One should take care of one's health and be aware of symptoms and precautions to avoid any heat-related illnesses. According to the India Met Department, the temperature in the national capital and surrounding areas has reached close to 50 degrees. Amid this heat wave, each individual should be aware of the complications caused by the heat and some preventive measures to be kept in mind to keep themselves safe. Cases of heat stroke are very common, not just during the day but also at night, as well as several people have lost their lives due to the temperatures rising constantly.
देश के पूर्वी भारत के राज्यों में मौसम के तापमान का मीटर लगातार बढ़ रहा है। सूरज की किरणें जमीन को तपा रही हैं, जिससे मिट्टी सूख कर धूल हुए जा रही है। हवाओं की तासीर अब नरम की बजाय गर्म हो चुकी है। लोगों के घरों में पानी की खपत बढ़ गई है। दोपहर में सड़कें वीरान रहने लगी हैं। कई राज्यों में पारा 45 डिग्री सेल्सियस तक पहुंच गया है, इसलिए लोगों को हीटवेव से यानी भीषण गर्मी से सावधान रहने की सलाह दी गई है। वहीं दूसरी ओर देश के पूर्वी और उत्तर राज्यों में अत्यधिक बारिश अब परेशान करने लगी है। मौसम विभाग ने अगले 3 से 5 दिनों के लिए असम, मेघालय और मणिपुर जैसे राज्यों के लिए बारिश का रेड अलर्ट जारी किया है। बता दें कि मौसम विभाग ने उप हिमालय, पश्चिम बंगाल और सिक्किम में 16 से 17 जून और उसके बाद 18 से 20 जून तक मूसलाधार बारिश का अनुमान लगाया है। 20 जून तक अरुणाचल प्रदेश में भी मूसलाधार बारिश होने का अनुमान है। इसके साथ ही मौसम विभाग ने तूफान के आसार जताते हुए मध्य प्रदेश के कुछ हिस्सों के लिए ऑरेंज अलर्ट भी जारी किया है।
And coming back to the heat wave, and let's talk about heat stroke, which is the direct fallout of the heat wave conditions. Heat stroke is a condition caused by overheating of the body due to prolonged exposure to high temperatures or excessive physical work in the sun. The heat-related problems occur when body temperature goes beyond 40 degrees Celsius, which is very common during the summer season. Heat stroke is an emergency situation which demands immediate treatment and can damage vital organs like the kidney, heart, liver and the brain. If the treatment is delayed, it can cause serious complications leading to even ICU hospitalization or even death. In case someone is experiencing symptoms of heat exhaustion, it becomes essential to get them out of the heat and rest, preferably in an air-conditioned room. Akarshita,
जी, अब आइए जानते हैं कि ये हीट वेव कैसे बनती है। आमतौर पर ठहरी हुई हवा की वजह से हीट वेव बनती है। हाई प्रेशर सिस्टम हवा को नीचे की ओर ले जाती है। ये जमीन के पास हवा को बढ़ने से रोकती है। नीचे बहती हुई हवा किसी कटोरे की तरह काम करती है और गर्म हवा को एक जगह पर जमा कर लेती है। ध्यान देने वाली बात यह है कि इसे रोकने के लिए कोई भी उपाय नहीं है। गर्म हवाओं और लू से शरीर पर प्रतिकूल असर पड़ता है, इसलिए धूप में जाने से बचें, पीने का पानी साथ में रखने की कोशिश करें, एसी से निकलकर सीधे गर्म धूप में ना जाएं। अगर आपको धूप में निकलना जरूरी है तो अपने सिर को किसी सूती कपड़े से ढककर निकलें, हल्के रंग के आरामदायक कपड़े पहनें। धूप से आकर कभी भी तुरंत ठंडा पानी पीने की गलती न करें। अपने साथ छाते रखें, शरीर को हमेशा हाइड्रेट रखें। आम पन्ना, जूस, नारियल, नींबू पानी का सेवन करें। और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है। आइए जानते हैं अहमदाबाद की खबर अनीता से।
In Gujarat, over 1 crore people have been screened so far under the Sickle Cell Anemia Control Program. Gujarat was the first state in the country to launch a Sickle Cell Anemia Control Program in the year 2006. Talking to Akashwani, Deputy Director, Epidemic Department of Health, Dr. Jayesh Katira, said the program is being run successfully in 14 tribal districts of the state. And let's go over to Panaji. Every year the Goa Revolution Day is celebrated on 18th of June to mark the day when the liberation struggle against Portuguese colonial rule began in the year 1946. The Goa locals celebrated it on 18th of June in remembrance of their freedom fighters and their struggle for liberation. June 18 is recognized as Goa Revolution Day on account of the clarion call given by Ram Manohar Lohia on the day in 1946 to the people of Goa to unite and fight against the Portuguese rulers. We have a report.
The Goa Revolution Day is one of the most defining events in the history of the state and is celebrated annually on June 18. It was on this day in 1946 that the people of the region of Goa started a mass revolution to take back their homeland from the Portuguese that finally culminated in the region's independence from Portuguese rule on December 19, 1961. It was on the 18 June 1946 evening that the Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia defied the ban and censorship of the colonial government and launched a civil disobedience movement, producing one of those sparks that led to the beginning of end of the Portuguese rule in Goa.
It is interesting to know that Dr. Lohia had actually come to Goa on a break and he was residing at the Azulna home of Dr. Julio Menezes. However, the moment he arrived here in Goa, he became restless on being given to understand the oppressive nature of the Portuguese towards many. Thus, began a new defining phase of Goa's freedom struggle that ended with the liberation of Goa 15 years later on December 19, 1961.
It was after immense pressure from the freedom fighters from Goa and India that the then central government took up the Operation Vijay and Goa got liberated from the Portuguese rule in 1961 and became the last territory to be liberated from the foreign rule in India. To celebrate this important day, official functions at the Azad Maidan in Panji, in Madgaon, etc. are arranged by the state government. Tushar Jadhav for Parikrama, Akashwani Panaji, Goa.
And now let's go over to Mumbai. As a part of the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, a special package of short fiction films selected for the prestigious Berlin International Film Festival was curated. Gumnam Din, directed by Ekta Mittal, was part of this package, and our correspondent Ankita Apte spoke to Ekta Mittal about her film. Let's listen in.
Ekta, what was your thought behind Gumnam Din and how was your journey of making this film?
This is part of a very long process. I started in 2009. I live in Bangalore and the metro kind of came as a massive intersection into our city, and we have many workers coming from almost the whole country. We thought that we should talk to workers and ask them how they felt in Bangalore. So we made 3 short films. But after the 3 films, I felt like something was still unfinished in my conversation with the workers. workers because some of the workers had gone missing. These are not workers who are unionized. The life of a migrant worker is very precarious. You're here today, gone tomorrow. You don't know when they, where they are, where their identities keep shifting with the landscape. So I felt the need to kind of meet some of the workers who had become very close friends of mine back in their villages. So I went to Punjab, I went to Chhattisgarh, I went to Jharkhand, I went to Hyderabad, I went to these places, Bihar as well, to kind of see what life is from that perspective. So I made a film called Birha, which is a feature-length film, which kind of looked at this whole idea of separation and longing from the perspective of migrant workers, but also from the perspective of the family.
आज विश्व सिकल सेल दिवस है। प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने कहा है कि केंद्र सरकार इस रोग की चुनौतियों से निपटने के लिए प्रौद्योगिकी का अधिक से अधिक इस्तेमाल कर रही है। श्री मोदी ने इस बीमारी पर काबू पाने के लिए सरकार की प्रतिबद्धता दोहराई। पिछले वर्ष सरकार ने राष्ट्रीय सिकल सेल एनीमिया उन्मूलन मिशन शुरू किया था और इस संबंध में जागरूकता फैलाने, व्यापक जांच, रोग का जल्द पता लगाने और उचित देखभाल सहित अनेक पहलुओं पर काम कर रही है। स्वास्थ्य मंत्री जगत प्रकाश नड्डा ने कहा है कि सरकार शीघ्र निदान को बढ़ावा देने, उपचार तक पहुंच सुनिश्चित करने और रोगियों की देखभाल बढ़ाने पर ध्यान दे रही है।
Yes, and on this topic we spoke to Dr. Prabhakar Tiwari, Chief Medical and Health Officer, Bhopal.
दो चीजों में बहुत फर्क है, एक तो ये शिक्षित होना और दूसरा जागरूक। कई हमारे ऐसे आदिवासी भाई बहन हैं जिनको इस बारे में जानकारी ही नहीं है कि उनके अंदर इस तरह के जीन्स हैं, तो वो इस तरह की जो जांचें होती है उनके लिए स्वयं से आगे नहीं आते। हमारे जो हेल्थ वर्कर्स हैं उनको समझाते हैं कि आपके फायदे के लिए है और आपकी अगली पीढ़ियों में ये बीमारी ना हो। जो लोग पहले से इसके भोगी हैं वो जानते हैं कि इसकी पीड़ा कितनी ज्यादा होती है, तो उस पीड़ा से बचाने के लिए ये आवश्यक है। और धीरे धीरे ही सही अगर आप देखेंगे तो ये मिशन बहुत तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है और हमारे जो आदिवासी भाई बहन हैं अब तो खुद से आगे आके अपनी जांच करवा रहे हैं और इस मिशन में शामिल हैं। जो सिकल सेल डिजीज या सिकल सेल एनीमिया है ये बेसिकली एक वंशानुगत रोग है, यानी कि ये पेरेंट्स से चाइल्ड में जाता है और इसमें दो तरह की चीजें हमें देखने को मिलती है, एक तो सिकल सेल डिजीज या एनीमिया और दूसरा सिकल सेल ट्रेट। तो जब माता और पिता दोनों में ही इसके जीन्स रहते हैं तो बच्चे में इसकी होने की संभावना सबसे अधिक होती है और अगर हम मोटे तौर पर देखें ऐसी स्थिति में ये बच्चों को अवश्य होता है। सरकार ने ये प्रयास किया है कि ऐसे बच्चों को मुफ्त ब्लड ट्रांसफ्यूजन मिले, इसके साथ में जो इसमें आयरन ओवरलोड होता है उसको कम करने वाली दवाइयां भी मुफ्त मिले।
Anagarshita Yoga originated in India around 5,000 years ago, and since then, this physical, emotional, and spiritual practice has helped the human race maintain better health and overall well-being. If you're looking for calm, peace, and tranquility, yoga is something that you should definitely take time out for. On the 21st of June every year, we celebrate International Day of Yoga for spreading the importance and awareness of yoga amongst people of the world. We have a report by Kunal Shinde on this.
Preparations are afoot to celebrate the 10th edition of the International Day of Yoga on 21st June in Tripura along with the rest of the country. To mark the day with the spirit of keeping the body, mind and soul fit, preparations are going on in full swing not only in Agartala but in other parts of the state like North Tripura, Unakoti and Sipaijala districts of the state. In Agartala, the State Sports and Youth Affairs Department is gearing up all its affiliated sports and fitness clubs. Several sports and yoga associations have been conducting week-long or 10-day-long yoga camps for yoga enthusiasts and practitioners for presenting demonstrations on the International Day of Yoga. Around 250 students from the State Yoga Institute in Agartala will be participating in the main function at Hapania International Fairground in the state capital. At Agartala, several yoga camps for children, youth and women began well in advance under the aegis of the West Tripura Yoga Association, which is an affiliated sports body of the State Sports Department. The association is conducting camps at Egiya Cholo Sangha, Swami Vivekanand Club at Bhattapukur, Indranagar Yoga Club, Patanjali Yoga Sansthan, Radhanagar Yoga Club and many such organizations. Talking to Akashwani News, West Tripura Yoga Association's Secretary Uttam Devnath said that they have started conducting yoga camps at 33 primary yoga units at the community levels. These camps will be completed on 20th of June and on the same day a yoga rally will be held in capital Agartala. He said as part of the state government's main function, thousands of yoga participants will demonstrate several exercises of yoga at the Agartala International Fairground on 21st June to celebrate the IDY. He said that their participants will also demonstrate yoga practices on the theme Yoga for Self and Society. Kunal Shinde for Parikrama from Akashvani Agartala.
And now over to West Bengal, where the government is making a long-term plan to arrest the increasing salinization of water soil in the Sundarbans. Due to recent cyclones and heavy rains, river water has entered the villages. As a result, agriculture and fisheries are disrupted. Public life is hampered. The state irrigation department is taking a three-pronged plan to curb this trend. A report.
It has been said that proper infrastructure is being created to retain rainwater under the Jal Bharo project. At the same time, the risk of flooding will be reduced in the coming days through the program that has been taken to create mangroves in the Sundarbans with the financial support of the World Bank. The irrigation secretary expressed hope that it would help to desalt the water in Sundarbans in the long term. He said mangrove saplings are being planted on the earthen embankment of the river in a new way. This will enhance the water holding capacity of that dam in manifold. West Bengal Pollution Control Board WBPCV Chairman Kollan Rudro said, Bengal is India in a microcosm. The rapid melting of Himalayan glaciers at 46 cm per year, increasing sea surface temperature and sea level rise at 7 mm per year have left the state exposed to the worst consequences of climate change. The changing rainfall pattern has put a question mark even on the food security of the state, he added. Sri Rudro said, an ordinary resident of the Sundarbans contributes nothing to the world's colossal carbon emission, yet bears the maximum brunt of the climate change. Sushmita Mondol, Akashvani, Kolkata.
And now we take you on a tour of India's freedom struggle and recall events that happened on this day.
In today's episode, we remember writer and freedom fighter Pandit Madhav Rao Sapre, who was born on June the 19th, 1871, in Patharia village in Damoh district of Madhya Pradesh. Sapre was inspired by Lokmanya Bal Gangadhar Tilak towards the freedom struggle.
Sukh ka data, sab ka saathi, shubh ka ye sandesh hai. माँ की गोद पिता का आश्रय मेरा मध्य प्रदेश है.
A brilliant student, Sapre developed a passion for Hindi language and literature. The British government invited him for appointment to high posts in government jobs, but he turned down the offer and instead chose to become a teacher at a meager salary to support the freedom struggle and promotion of Hindi. He started publication of monthly paper Chhattisgarh Mitra in 1900.
With the inspiration of Madhav Rao Sapre, Anand Samaj Reading Room was established at Kankalipara, Raipur, which emerged as a center of national consciousness and political discourse. In 1905, Sapre established Hindi Granth Prakashan Mandali in Nagpur and started the publication of a monthly magazine called Hindi Granth Mala in the year 1906. In one of its issues, a long essay titled Swadeshi Movement and Boycott was published. The magazine was closed in the year 1908 under the British Government Press Act.
Vindhya chalta bhal narmada ka jal jiske paas hai. Yahan gyan vigyan kala ka likha gaya itihas hai.
In the Congress session of 1905 at Varanasi, Madhav Rao Sapre met Lokmanya Bal Gangadhar Tilak. He was greatly influenced by Tilak's thoughts and wanted to spread his ideology in Hindi. With the permission of Bal Gangadhar Tilak, Sapre started the publication of the Hindi version of Tilak's Marathi newsletter, Kesari, in Nagpur in 1907, under the name Hindi Kesari Weekly. Sapre translated the Gita Rahasya, written in Marathi by Bal Gangadhar Tilak, into Hindi.
He was arrested for writing seditious articles like Blackwater in Hindi Kesari.
Sapre considered untouchability as a social stigma and was a strong advocate of girls' education and women's freedom. In the year 1912, he established the Janaki Devi Kanya Pathshala in Raipur. In 1921, on the call of Gandhiji, he got the National School and Hindu Orphanage established in Raipur for the education of the students.
Sapre continued to generate political awakening through his discourses in many cities of Chhattisgarh. He was elected president of the All India Hindi Sahitya Sammelan in 1924, held in Dehradun. The great writer breathed his last on 23rd of April 1926 in Raipur.
We also remember Gandhian nationalist Nana Bhai Khand, who was martyred on the 19th of June, 1947. A resident of Dungarpur, Rajasthan, Khand was a popular Bhil leader and used to run a Gandhian institution, Dungar Seva Sangh, to look after the Bhil school at Rastapal. The tyrant ruler of Dungarpur, Maharaval, was opposed to the Dungarpur Seva Sangh and ordered for the closure of the school. On the 19th of June 1947, the superintendent of police and his team reached the village and ordered Nana Bhai and Master Sangha Bhai to close down the school.
On their refusal to obey the order, the police started beating Sangha Bhai, dragged him out of the school building and tied him to the police truck by a rope. In his bid to save the life of Sangha Bhai, Nana Bhai chased the moving truck. The policemen thrashed Nana Bhai repeatedly and so severely that he died on the spot.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
और अब आर्थिक जगत की खबरों के साथ हैं अनीता।
India's equity benchmarks ended on mixed note after opening the day with a fresh all-time high amid soaring volatility. At close, BSE Sensex was up 36 points or 0.05% at 77,337 and the Nifty was down 42 points or 0.18% at 23,516. In the forex market, the rupee was trading at 83.46 rupees against the US dollar today. At the multi-commodity exchange, gold futures for August contract was trading around 71,740 rupees per 10 grams. Silver futures for July contract was trading around 89,120 rupees per kilogram when the reports last came in. And in the intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $85.22 per barrel.
अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जानते हैं वहां की हलचल। महिला क्रिकेट में भारत और दक्षिण अफ्रीका के बीच तीन एक दिवसीय मैचों की सीरीज का दूसरा मैच बेंगलुरु के एम चिन्नास्वामी स्टेडियम में खेला जा रहा है। ताजा समाचार मिलने तक भारत ने 15 ओवर में एक विकेट के नुकसान पर 47 रन बनाया। मैच की शुरुआत में दक्षिण अफ्रीका की कप्तान लॉरा वोलवॉट ने टॉस जीतकर गेंदबाजी चुनी थी। WTA वेनेटो टेनिस ओपन टूर्नामेंट के सिंगल्स के प्री क्वार्टर फाइनल में आज शाम भारत की अंकिता रैना का मुकाबला रोमानिया की इरिना बारा से होगा। इटली के गैबा में खेले जा रहे टूर्नामेंट में सोमवार को रैना ने राउंड ऑफ 32 में चेक रिपब्लिक की डोमिनिका साल्कोवा को 7-5, 6-3 से हराया था। वेनेटो ओपन एक WTA 125 स्तरीय पेशेवर महिला टेनिस टूर्नामेंट है। और अब समय है उन हस्तियों को याद करने का जिनका आज है जन्मदिवस या जिन्होंने आज के दिन इस दुनिया को अलविदा कहा.
Today is the birthday of Sir Ahmed Salman Rushdie, an Indian-born British-American novelist. His work often combines magic realism with historical fiction and primarily deals with connections, disruptions and migrations between Eastern and Western civilizations, typically set on the Indian subcontinent. Rushdie's second novel, Midnight's Children, released in 1981, won the Booker Prize in 1981 the same year and was deemed to be the best novel of all winners on two occasions, marking the 25th and the 40th anniversary of the prize. After his fourth novel, The Satanic Verses, released in 1988, Rushdie became the subject of several assassination attempts also and also death threats, including a fatwa that was actually issued in his name. Numerous killings and bombings have also been carried out by extremists. In 1983, Rushdie was elected a fellow of the Royal Society of Literature. He was appointed a Commandeur de l'Ordre and Letters of France in 1999. Rushdie was knighted in 2007 for his services to literature. In the year 2008, the Times ranked him 13th on its list of 50 greatest British writers since 1945. Since 2000, Rushdie has lived in the US. He was named Distinguished Writer in Residence at the Arthur L. Carter Journalism Institute of New York University in 2015. He taught at Emory University and he was elected to the American Academy of Arts and Letters. In 2012, he published Joseph Anton, a memoir, an account of his life in the wake of events following the Satanic Verses.
आज पुण्यतिथि है मिमिक्री कलाकार निरेला वेणु माधव जी की. निरेला वेणु माधव जी 1971 में अविभाजित आंध्र प्रदेश में एमएलसी के रूप में कार्यरत थे. उन्होंने मशहूर हस्तियों, राजनेताओं, स्थानीय बोलियों, निजामों की नकल करते हुए लोकप्रियता हासिल की और संयुक्त राष्ट्र मुख्यालय में प्रदर्शन करने वाले पहले व्यक्ति बने. उन्होंने तेलुगु विश्वविद्यालय में डिप्लोमा कोर्स शुरू किया जो दुनिया में पहला था. उन्हें अक्सर भारतीय मिमिक्री का जनक माना जाता है. उन्हें भारत में मिमिक्री के अग्रणी और उस्ताद के रूप में भी जाना जाता है. निरेला वेणु माधव ने 2001 में पद्मश्री समेत कई पुरस्कार प्राप्त किए.
And today is also the birthday of Ashish Vidyarthi, the Indian actor who predominantly works in Hindi, Telugu, Tamil, Kannada, Malayalam, English, Uriya, Marathi and Bengali films. He is noted for his antagonistic and character roles. In 1995, he received the National Film Award for Best Supporting Actor for Drohkal. He also received several awards, including a Filmfare Award South, along with nominations for two Filmfare Awards. I have a snippet of one of his dialogues.
Darne ka nahi, huh? Darne ka nahi. Idhar tumhari jindagi ko koi khatra nahi. Huh? Bhook lagi? खाना नहीं खाया तू? अरे वाह, खाना खिला इनको, जा जा. हाँ, खाना खाने का
शुक्रिया विठल भाई.
शुक्रिया गायका. अच्छा किया इनको इधर लाया तू. अभी देखता उस साला फ्रैक्चर गैंग क्या करता है.
That was a snippet of a dialogue from the movie Vastav, and Vidyarthi has worked in 11 languages in over 300 films. He's a co-founder and curator of Avid Minor Conversations, which are interactive modules customized for organizations. And today is also the birthday of the Indian actor, talk show host and producer who works in Hindi language films and television shows. He's best known for his portrayal of Shaktiman, the superhero character, in the self-created television series Shaktiman. We are talking about Mukesh Khanna. Snippet of a dialogue from Mahabharat, the Bhishma character that he played and made it immortal.
मैं गंगा पुत्र देवव्रत चारों दिशाओं धरती और आकाश को साक्षी मानकर आज ये प्रतिज्ञा करता हूँ कि आजीवन ब्रह्मचारी रहूंगा, जीवन भर विवाह नहीं करूंगा, वंशहीन ही जीऊंगा और वंशहीन ही मरूंगा. ये मेरी अखंड प्रतिज्ञा है.
आज आज भारतीय आईएएस अधिकारी गुरु प्रसाद मोहापात्रा की पुण्यतिथि है। वे उद्योग और आंतरिक व्यापार विभाग केंद्र सरकार में शीर्ष नौकरशाह के रूप में कार्यरत थे। गुरु प्रसाद मोहापात्रा ने साबरमती रिवरफ्रंट सहित कई परियोजनाओं में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाई और अहमदाबाद में मॉडल सड़कों की शुरूआत की थी। उन्हें भारत सरकार द्वारा 2022 में पद्मश्री से सम्मानित किया गया।
Today is also the birth anniversary of Shomu Mukherjee, a snippet of a song from one of his films.
और श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का, तो इजाजत दीजिए आकर्षिता सिंह और परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं पर समाप्त करने की।
नमस्कार।